Exclusive: DOJ launches ethics investigation into reported misconduct of whistleblower at center of Democrats' case against Trump lawyers' judicial confirmation. By Matthew Boyle on July 15, 2025. Washington: The U.S. Department of Justice has commenced an ethics investigation into former DOJ attorney Erez Roy Venny, who Democrats now claim is a whistleblower against Emil Bove. Bove, who is President Donald Trump's pick to serve as an appellate judge on the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, is one of Trump's former personal attorneys. He also served in a senior role at the Department of Justice for several months at the beginning of Trump's second term earlier this year. Bove's confirmation is expected to move forward through the Senate Judiciary Committee later this week, but Democrats on the committee are trying one last-ditch desperate play to try to derail him, rallying behind the claims of Roy Venny, who served for many years as a career attorney at DOJ. Democrats have pressed Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, to bring Roy Venny in for a hearing before proceeding with Bove's nomination. At the center of Roy Venny's allegations against Bove are claims that Bove sought to violate court orders, particularly about immigration and deportations, including the order surrounding illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia. But now it's coming to light here for the first time that Roy Venny may have some serious issues of his own and that the Democrats' star whistleblower does not have the most stellar record when it comes to ethics matters. Several Justice Department officials familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that in 2023, when Democrat Joe Biden was the president, Roy Venny may have crossed major ethical boundaries by possibly revealing privileged information regarding then-Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials to personnel in the Florida Attorney General's office. The sources familiar with the matter say the crux of the Justice Department ethics investigation into Roy Venny's possible misconduct centers around a May 2023 phone call he sought with then-Florida Attorney General's office attorney James Percival. Percival now works at DHS upon Trump's return to the White House, but back in the first Trump term had worked at DOJ alongside Roy Venny and had developed a friendship with him. When Biden was in the White House and his administration had taken several actions to open the flow of migrants into the United States, the state of Florida had won litigation against the Biden administration in which Roy Venny as a career attorney represented the then DHS. Specifically, in early 2023, the state of Florida won in the Northern District of Florida, which vacated certain policies that Biden's DHS had implemented. However, 2 months later in May 2023, the Biden DHS tried another policy that the state of Florida alleged had violated the previous court order. In an email, Roy Venny sought a one-on-one phone call with Percival. "Hey there. Can you give me a call?" Roy Venny wrote to Percival in the email in the afternoon of Friday, May 12, 2023. Before including his phone number. "I'm around today doing absolutely nothing," Roy Venny added in the email, which has since been obtained by Breitbart News. "But I'd like to chat without the rest of the team for a couple of minutes on some things. If you're tied up now, let me know when you might be free." Percival and Roy Venny did end up connecting and speaking shortly thereafter, multiple sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News. And during the phone call, these sources say that Roy Venny told Percival that the DOJ lawyers knew nothing about the newly issued DHS policy that allegedly violated the previous court order and were upset with their clients. The sources say Roy Venny also asked Percival not to file a sanctions request against the attorneys, and expressed his lack of surprise that a court had already issued a temporary restraining order against the new policy. The sources say Roy Venny called that straightforward. These sources say that Percival relayed the contents of this conversation to several people contemporaneously and that this is now the subject of the ongoing ethics investigation into possible misconduct by Roy Venny. What's more, Justice Department Chief of Staff Chad Mizell confirmed the existence of this investigation to Breitbart News on Tuesday. "Mr. Roy Venny's whistleblower complaint is currently pending. So while I will not comment on him directly, I will say that this Department of Justice will not employ morally or ethically challenged lowlifes," Mizell told Breitbart News. An investigation of Mr. Roy Venny's reported misconduct is underway. Roy Venny has not replied to an emailed request for comment from Breitbart News for this story. Update 2:53 p.m. ET. After the publication of this story, one of Roy Venny's attorneys, Dana Gold, who is senior counsel and director of the Democracy Protection Initiative at the Government Accountability Project, sent Breitbart News a statement in response to this matter. This smacks of a classic attempt at shooting the messenger to avoid addressing the message, Gold said. This is an all-too-common tactic to silence whistleblowers.